This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McKee. Wildfire smoke that posed a health hazard to millions continues to choke the U.S. West Coast as firefighters battle deadly blazes that have obliterated some towns and displaced tens of thousands of people. The Oregon authorities have said that more than 1,500 square miles have burned in recent days, nearly doubling the size of a typical year in an area larger than the state of Rhode Island. More than 40,000 people have been evacuated, and about 500,000 are in different levels of evacuation zones, according to the Oregon Governor Kate Brown. Oregon's emergency management director said officials were preparing for a possible mass fatality event if many more bodies turn up in the ash, and the state fire marshal resigned after abruptly being placed on administrative leave. State police superintendent said the crisis demanded an urgent response that required a leadership change. Search and rescue workers found three more bodies in the rubble of a Northern California wildfire, raising the death toll in that fire to at least 12. Total deaths in the state's recent blazes to at least 22. The Butte County Sheriff Corey Honey announced the additional death Saturday, but they did not provide any details. He said 13 people still remain unaccounted for. The fire, which roared into Berry Creek and Feather Falls in the Sierra Nevada foothills, destroyed the small town of Berry Creek. Hurricane Paulette gained hurricane status late Saturday. It's expected to bring storm surge, coastal flooding, and high winds to Bermuda over the coming days, according to the U.S. National Hurricane Advisory. It is the strongest in terms of winds of six disturbances the center was tracking in the Atlantic Ocean and Gulf of Mexico. Also, Tropical Storm Sally is inching up from Florida to the Gulf Coast. This is VOA News.